Smarty Pants, real talk here. Most of us would love to eat candy, chips, and pizza all the time.
Nom 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 nom.
But we'd also like to, you know, not get tummy aches or cavities.
Ouch.
In other words, we need the food that we eat to make us feel good, give us lots of energy, and keep us feeling healthy. And I think we all know what that means.
Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Right. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Health experts say you should have at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Bummer, right? No way. Fortunately for you, fruits and veggies are anything but bland. You have appetizing apples, succulent strawberries, tasty tomatoes, and crunchy carrots.
Me. What's up, Doc?
You might enjoy your bananas ripe, your broccoli steamed, and your corn, well, corny. Best of all, there's one healthy food that a lot of people like as much as any snack. You could have it in a salad or on a hamburger. You might even relish it as relish.
Ooh.
Is it a fruit? Or vegetable? We're about to find out. Give it up for our next guest, the one and only cucumber.
Sup, good to see you.
Yep, they all told me you were as cool as a cucumber.
That's because I am a cucumber. But if you think I'm cool, I'm here for it.
Oh, there is no denying you're the coolest. But what makes cucumbers so cool?
Having a cool name helps. You know, it's fun to say. Cucumber. I taste good and I'm good for you. Us cukes are loaded with nutrients to fight off disease and cancerous cells and keep your eyes and skin looking fantastic. I'm a great source of potassium, fiber, vitamin C and K, and other good stuff. I'm also 95% pure H2O. I've got enough water to keep you hydrated and feeling great. You could say I'm a very fine veggie.
But you're actually not a vegetable. You're a fruit.
What? Whoa, what's going on?
A car just drove into our studio.
Cool.
A cucumber, I've come to warn you.
Sup, Pickle? I'm in the middle of something. Come sit.
No, you don't understand. I'm in a pickle. I mean, I am a pickle. But also, you're in a pickle. As in, I'm you from the future.
Great Scott.
Oh, please. How could I, a cool cucumber, turn into you, a sour little pickle?
I'm actually Dill, but that's beside the point. We need to talk now.
Well, that's what I am doing. I'm talking to the narrator. Where were we?
I was about to ask some thought-provoking questions like, how does a cucumber become a pickle? How can pickles be a lifesaver? And did you know that you can make pickles right at home?
Whoa.
I'm telling you, we don't have time for this.
Be cool, man. Be cool. We've got plenty of time.
Yep, plenty of time for another whiff of science and history on...
Who smarted? Who smarted? Smart. Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We've been smarting. Lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Okay, Smarty Pants. I'm here with a cucumber and a pickle, which may or may not be one and the same.
Huh?
But how does that happen? How does a cool, crispy cucumber, like the one you might enjoy sliced up in a salad or dunked into a dip, turn into a juicy pickle, which you might top your hamburger with, or chop into relish and put on your hot dog? It may be hard to believe that they're the same vegetable, or fruit, since scientifically, that's what cucumbers and pickles are.
Listen, TN, I'm not seeing a connection. There's no way I become that. No offense, Pickle, but we're just too different.
But I am you from the future. I can prove it. Our family, you and I, we're both from the gourd family. Our relatives are melons, squash, and pumpkins. And our ancestors are the same.
Smarty Pants, do you know what country was the first to grow cucumbers? Is it A, India, B, China, or C, Spain? Cucumber and pickle, what do you think?
A.
That's correct. Did you guess that too, Smarty Pants? People in India have grown cucumbers for thousands of years, even before written history.
And from there, the cucumber spread to Western Asia and then to Europe. And do you know who brought cucumbers to America?
Smarty Pants, do you know? Was it A, the Pilgrims, B, Christopher Columbus, or C, famous explorer Amerigo Vespucci?
Amerigo Vespucci, which is where the name America comes from, was once called a pickle dealer. Before becoming an explorer, he worked as a ship chandler, which means he stocked ships with pickled foods. The first cucumbers to go to the Americas were pickles.
But Vespucci was not the first person to bring cucumbers to the Americas.
No?
That person was B, Christopher Columbus. He brought pickles there and then planted cucumbers in Haiti for his return ships. You see, sailors love cucumbers, since they're known to prevent scurvy, a deadly disease caused by a lack of vitamin C. Cucumbers actually saved lives.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool, dude.
If cucumbers are so amazing, why would sailors turn them into pickles for the journey?
I'm afraid to say, could it be the taste?
Whoa, not cool, dude.
What do you think, Smarty Pants? True or false? People started pickling foods because they loved the taste of them. The answer is false. While many people go crazy over the mouth-watering taste of a pickle, pickling originally started off as a way to keep food from going bad. You see, back when pickling started, there was no such thing as a refrigerator to keep foods fresh. People discovered that foods soaked in an acidic liquid didn't spoil, because the acid prevents bacteria from harming the food. The acid in vinegar works well, and vinegar is often used to pickle foods. Salty water called brine also works. Travelers could take these pickled meats and vegetables on long voyages across the ocean.
Ahoy! I see land! Thank goodness! We're almost out of pickles!
So tell me, when do you think pickling began? Was it A, 800 years ago, B, around 2,000 years ago, or C, around 4,000 years ago? If you guessed C, you're right. The ancient Mesopotamians in what is now Iraq are believed to be the first people to pickle food.
Hey, Cucumber, I have an idea. Let's take my time machine back to ancient Mesopotamia.
Not so fast, dude. I'm chilling here. And honestly, I still don't see how you and I are the same person.
I'm telling you, we have the same family ancestry. We even have the same bumps on our skin. And those nutrients you have, I have those too. In fact, because the pickling process removes water, I have a higher concentration of vitamins, calcium, and potassium. Ooh. But I also contain a lot of salt.
Too much salt ain't cool.
Will you just come with me?
Chillax, dude. I'm being interviewed. Don't worry. I won't be visiting a pickling plant anytime soon, so I'm cool.
Oh, you don't have to go someplace special to be pickled.
No?
Nope. You can pickle foods right in your own home.
Whoa, hear that? Cucumber, we gotta go.
Patience. Let's hear what trusty narrator has to say.
Pickling is actually quite easy, and Smarty Pants, you can try it too.
Ooh.
With the help of an adult. Okay, first take a glass jar and put some cucumbers and spices in it. Dill seed is a popular spice for pickles, so I'll use that. Hey, Cucumber, would you be cool with climbing into this jar?
Sure, no problemo.
But...
Relax, dude. I got this.
Okay, so now you have your cucumbers in the jar. With the help of an adult, mix together vinegar water, and salt, and heat them on a stove. Check today's Who Smarted newsletter or our blog on the website to get the exact amounts you need for this recipe. Once the acidic solution is boiling, pour it over the cucumber, nearly filling the jar.
Yo, that feels good. Like a nice hot bath.
Yeah, well, it's good for cucumbers, but be careful, Smarty Pants. This is too hot for your skin.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like this.
Get out, cucumber! Get out!
Relax.
Next, you screw the lid on, tight. And let the jar cool to room temperature on a counter before putting it into a refrigerator. Then, you just wait until the cucumber becomes
a pickle!
That's right! Normally, it takes a few days for a truly delicious pickle flavor to develop. So, Smarty Pants, you'll have to be patient before eating yours. However, thanks to the magic of podcasts, our pickle will be ready right after this quick break.
He is not going to be happy.
And now, back to Who Smarted. Okay, we're ready to open our pickle jar.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You know, before we do that, true or false, cucumbers are the only food you can pickle. The answer? False. There are lots of other foods that you can pickle. Can you think of any, Smarty Pants? Go ahead, shout them out. Believe it or not, historians don't think that cucumbers were the first thing the ancient Mesopotamians pickled.
Huh?
Nope. That might not have happened until centuries later. Which means the act of pickling something came before there were actual pickles.
Whoa.
Instead, fish was a very popular pickled dish. But you can also pickle strawberries, beets, sausage, carrots, eggs, watermelon rinds, and, of course, peppers. But if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Thank you. Thank you.
Can we move on?
Right. Of course, when you say pickle, you usually mean the cucumber type. So let's open our jar and meet our new pickle.
Dude, that bath was amazing. I feel like a new... Yikes! I'm a pickle! I know you're me, just like you warned me. I tried. Wow, I really am in a pickle. We both are.
It's not so bad. So you're both tasty-looking, mouth-watering pickles. Oh boy, I gotta try one of you.
You just ate the pickle that warned me about becoming a pickle.
Mmm, delicious.
I should've listened. Wait, the time machine. I can go back to the start of the show and save my cucumber self. Yes, that's it. I hope this works.
He left before I could put him on my burger. That's cool. He'll be back. A double shout out to Jackson and Caroline in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who wrote and said, "We love Who Smarted. It's always super funny and makes us laugh. Plus, we learn something new every episode. We love you." Aw, well, we loved reading that, and we're so happy to have you smarting with us. This episode, Pickling, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Chris Okawa, Adam Tex Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.